Good morning, Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Morning Market Report. U.S. agriculture's greenhouse gas emissions have fallen to their lowest levels in 10 years. A new EPA report showed that American agriculture reduced its emissions by 2% from 2021 to 22, the largest decrease of any economic sector. Agriculture represents just under 10% of total U.S. emissions. That compares to other economic sectors like transportation or the electric power industry that are both over 20%. Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch says the data also shows productivity gains in agriculture as farmers continue to produce more with less resources.
While the U.S. population has grown by over 80 million since 1990, per capita agriculture emissions have dropped 20%. And when you adjust that for total productivity gains, it dropped to 25% over the 20-year period.
Cattle Facts has released the results of their annual cow-calf survey, providing some interesting trends on costs and management decisions. Our region, the Northern Plains, saw the highest average calf prices in the country at $1,531 per head in 2023. Although, of course, we had the highest cost as well, with a record cash cow cost of $826 a head, and that doesn't include some fixed costs and depreciation. Still, though, Cattle Facts says profit levels doubled for ranchers in 2023. Some other interesting trends, 42% of ranchers in our region ship calves right off the cow, while a third wean for more than 60 days. 50% market their calves at the local auction barn, while 29% sell on the video. And looking forward, 43% of ranchers in our region plan to grow their herd in the next year, with more than half of those planning more than 10% growth.
Over five generations, the Stuber family has 100 years in the Hereford business. The Stuber Ranch 56th annual production sale happens April 20th. With 115 fall and yearling Hereford bulls selling, including several polled bulls, 50 registered heifers, and 120 commercial heifers with 24 of those black white face F1s. The 56th Stuber Ranch sale, April 20th at the ranch north of Bowman, North Dakota. Bid online with DV Auction or go to StuberRanch.com.
For over 20 years, Amber Waves has been providing quality hopper bins to producers across the region. Hi, Jody Huff here with Amber Waves. We pride ourselves on creating custom, quality bins built right here in America's heartland, Richardton, North Dakota. Our bins can store everything from grain to dry fertilizer, cow cake, distiller's grain, coal, and even frac sand. Built to your specifications, delivered, and set up by our truck drivers. For more information or to find a dealer near you, visit us online at amberwavesinc.com.
Well, by using data from the recently published Census of Agriculture, Drovers Magazine shared a list of the top 34 beef cow counties in the nation. And wouldn't you know, many of those are right here in Northern Ag Network country. The top three are all located in Nebraska, but number five in KBHB radio country is Meade County, South Dakota, with 81,000 beef cows. For number six, we go to KXLO radio country in Fergus County at 79,000 beef cows. Other counties in Montana ranking in the top 34 beef cow counties in the country include Beaverhead and Bighorn. In South Dakota, we also have Perkins County, Tripp, Corson, Fall River, Harding, and Custer counties. And the top beef cow counties in Wyoming are Carbon and Fremont. Well, Andy Kellum of Hobson, Montana has been appointed to the Cattlemen's Beef Board's Beef Promotion and Operating Committee. Andy manages Judith Basin County Farms, a cattle feeding and stocker operation, and has served on the Montana Beef Council for 7 years. Andy told me that the Beef Promotion Operating Committee is responsible for developing the annual budget of the National Beef Checkoff to fund beef promotion, research, education, and a lot more.
Ultimately, all the information from all the activities that go on throughout the year trickle down to that committee, and they ultimately will make the funding decisions of how to allocate checkoff dollars to contractors or to different projects. But it's a great group of people, I will say that. These are cattle producers making these decisions of how to utilize our checkoff dollars.
Stay with us. We'll be right back with our livestock markets.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8255. 8102, the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th, Glendive Livestock.
Sometimes when you're out camping or just cruising the backwoods, it doesn't take too long to go from, wow, look at that, to, whoa, what was that? That's when a Ford F-150 truck becomes the key to survival. With the towing and payload capacity to haul out everything you brought into the wild, the outdoors can be unforgiving. But a Ford F-150 is the best companion you've got. Get a great deal on an F-150 today, only at your local Ford dealer.
Another day of strong gains in the cattle futures as the market seems reinvigorated after the avian flu sell-off. We still have to see how Friday's cattle on feed report shakes out as we are expecting to see higher inventory again. But in the last 2 days, May feeders have gained nearly $7, up $2.97.5 on Tuesday at $2.40.97. The August feeders up $2.57 at $2.52.35. In the live cattle, the June contract was up $1.90 at $175.72, August $1.80 higher at $172.92. A strong feeder sale at Bowman Livestock this week. 5-weight steers selling from $320 to $329, 6-weight steers from $277 on the heavy end, up to $308 for the lighter weights. 6-weight heifers brought $263 to $280, 7-weights $261 to $277, and a big test of heiferettes from $172 to $215. The weigh-up market, $3 to $4 lower at Montana Livestock Auction. Still pretty strong, though, with cows from 126 to 135, and the bulls ranging 135 to 166. Into our recent bull sales in Ideal, South Dakota, Jorgensen Land and Cattle sold 200 Angus bulls at an average of 91.03, and at the Treasure Bull Test in Great Falls, 104 bulls there averaged 61.42.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
Moderate gains for hard red winter and spring wheat on Tuesday, while soybeans struggle under harvest pressure from South America. Wheat prices not finding much support here early in the planting season, but at least to be glass half full, winter wheat conditions are improved substantially from last year. USDA said 55% of the winter wheat is good to excellent this week. That's double last year's figure. On the futures board, we saw May KC winter wheat gain 3.5 cents yesterday, up to 587. September at 593, up 2.25. Very small gains for spring wheat with a May contract up 1.25 at 638. September 2 cents higher at 655. In Chicago, May soft wheat down 2 cents at 549. July at 564, down 2.75. May corn a half point lower at 431, and soybeans for May down 13.25 at 1145. Well, thanks for joining us for this morning's Market Report. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.